Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go to the Devil Radio app. Many of you have been kind enough to say you'd like to support Devil Radio. How can you do it? We have a link up on the menu bar. Click on it, and all the ways you can support Devil Radio, we appreciate it very much. And while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app or go to the Google or Apple store and do it. Carry it with you 24/7. You can listen to your favorite shows whenever you want. I want to respond to Mark from the SAC about his statements on Afghanistan and about the Crusades and so on. And I'm going to give my points of disagreement. I appreciate Mark's calling in, but I'm tired of people attacking the Crusades. Let me tell you something. Everybody has this knee-jerk reaction. The Crusades were bad. Let's review the bidding on that one. Islam came into being in the early 600s. Before 700, they'd already invaded Spain, the Iberian Peninsula, and Portugal. They tried to go into France. They were beaten by, the jihadist army was beaten back by Charles Martel, who was Charlemagne's grandfather, in 732, Battle of Tours Poitiers. Islam was in Spain for 700 years. People were murdered and forcibly converted from Christianity to Islam. If they remained Christians, they had to pay a fine. And finally, some knights in northern Spain thought, hey, might be a good idea to drive them out. Maybe we don't like being murdered or forcibly converted to Islam. They rode south and they drove them out. That was one of the Crusades. There are several others because the jihadists had gone elsewhere in Europe, and people were very tired of it, and they decided we're going to go to Jerusalem and put an end to this once and for all. It didn't work simply because the supply chain was too long, the technology was too slender. You must understand something. It was the caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, that invaded Europe, not the other way around initially. And they dominated Europe for a long time. A long, long time. They weren't driven out of the Balkans till the 1880s. They sent a fleet against Europe, the Battle of Lepanto in the 1500s. They sent an army to lay siege to Vienna, to go in and rape every woman in Vienna and forcibly convert them to Islam. And at the Battle of Vienna, they almost won until Jan Sobieski of Poland, who was a magnificent king and general, headed up the best cavalry in Europe, rode south and drove them out and defeated them. Otherwise, right now, Austria would be an Islamic country. The Crusades were a defensive measure to stop this. So people who have this knee-jerk reaction when they were kids, they were told the Crusades were bad and blah, 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 and Christians back then were bad and all this. It's a lot of baloney. Yeah, there were, listen, it wasn't perfect. In Spain, what happened after they were driven out, the resultant regime was very anti-Semitic as well. It was terrible. I agree with all of that. But the core idea of driving the Ottoman Empire, driving jihad out of Europe, should have taken root. It didn't take root. Angela Merkel of Germany invited a million Islamic refugees, and we've had burnings of churches and cathedrals all over Europe. It is unassimilable in Western civilization. And by the way, the idea that the Taliban somehow, that Afghanistan was an oasis of good feeling until the Taliban came along because they were trained by the Wahhabis, give me a break. It is true that a lot of the Taliban have homes in Pakistan. Pakistan has betrayed us. We give them $2 billion a year to keep track of their nuclear weapons. Remember, they're the ones that sheltered Osama bin Laden almost on the grounds of their military academy, the equivalent of West Point. They knew he was there. They knew he was there. They let the Taliban at will come into Afghanistan to hide when we're after them. The whole place is a mess over there. And we should not be importing a lot of people of that ideology to create new constituencies over here to elect new Ilhan Omars, who are strongly anti-Semitic, who hate Israel, hate the United States, and hate Western civilization. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Talking about Afghanistan, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is it, it's in defend a country who doesn't want to defend itself.
Right.
And what's going on now, you know, developed over, how many years have we been there? Is it 20 that we've been in Afghanistan?
Right.
Okay. So, you know, and I have to say, when Trump wanted to withdraw the troops, I liked his idea. I really did. I wasn't against it. How many lives do we have to sacrifice before we realize enough is enough? You can't empower somebody who doesn't want to be empowered. It's impossible. And we bang our head against the wall, and this is the end result. If nothing else, let us learn from our mistakes. So thanks again for the airtime.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah. And no, I agree with that 100%. The mistake that Trump did, because the guy did everything half, you know, half what? He betrayed the Kurds to the Turks. He's golfing on his golf course. Erdogan of Turkey says, listen, I want to kill the Kurds who are your allies over here. Would you get out of the way? Trump is a seven iron walking on the fairway. He goes, yeah, I got to adjust the shot. And he betrays them. Over in Afghanistan, we're in there. You're right. We got to get out. No question. John McCain said we should be there 100 years. That's baloney. A lot of our guys were getting fragged. They were getting shot in the back by Afghan soldiers who are Taliban sympathizers. They have no cohesive national identity other than their religion. And yeah, so we have to get out. The question is how we get out. What Trump does, he engages in, quote, peace talks, end quote, in Vienna with the Taliban and does not include the Afghan government, just demoralizes them. So what happens is the Taliban lie. The Taliban are a Nazi ideology. Their ideology is extreme jihad, which is the murder, sectarian and racial murder, the murder of anybody who is not in Sunni Islam and anybody who's a different ethnic group. And like the Hazaras and Christians and everybody else. So what happens? Well, what happens was the way to handle it is when Biden gets in, Trump was a crook. I mean, Trump betrayed us to the Russians. He's a crook all the way around. So Biden, yeah, let's get out. But hey, let's do it in an orderly fashion. Let's identify everybody we need to get out. Get them out in an orderly fashion, relocate them somewhere other than the United States. No reason why they can't be relocated elsewhere in the Middle East. And get out in an orderly fashion with plenty of air power. And as our Marines withdraw, if they attack, bomb the living blank out of them. And then get out. I agree. They're going to victimize their women. Their culture and their ideology does that. But this had to be done in orderly fashion. It was not done in orderly fashion. And I think it should have. Bill, thanks as always for calling in. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to agree with Bill. You cannot fight for people that are not willing to fight for themselves. It's just an impossible situation. So things didn't go as planned, but I'm for getting out of Afghanistan. If you had a draft right now, people probably would have left Afghanistan before they got out of there now. So thanks for taking my call, Matt, and a good call, Bill.
Right, thanks. Yeah, no, appreciate your calling. Yeah, the deal is, I remember the Vietnam era, and I remember the lottery. I had number 244, so I probably wouldn't have been drafted. But what I did was I'd already enrolled in the Navy, and so I was already in the service. But the point is, if you were drafting high school kids like back then, we lost 50 some odd thousand people in Vietnam, you know. Going out in the jungles to do what? Fight the Viet Cong in a civil war in Vietnam, when the thing to do was simply the Vietnamese were afraid of the Chinese, who were also communists. All we basically had to do is pit the two of them together, get out, you know, withdraw some of the people in Saigon who are allies. But no, so I agree with you. If we had that draft in now and you had all, you know, 50,000 high school kids going over there and getting shot, we'd have been out a long time ago, long time ago. So here's what we did, because Osama bin Laden was over there, but we stayed on. It was mission creep, kind of a, you know, and well, we're going to nation build. Well, you know something? You have to have a culture to nation build. You have to have a culture, not a diseased tribal conglomeration of people who have this truly fundamentalist idea that women have to be in burqas and can't go to school. You know, that you can't have. So agree with you, agree with Bill of Oconomowoc. Going to another subject, I'd like to say a happier subject. Believe it or not, it's not. This is an unbelievable exchange. You know who Laura Ingraham is on Fox? She's terrible, right wing. She's interviewing a guy named John Taffer. John Taffer is a supposed restaurant expert, and he's a right-wing guy himself. He's the host of Paramount Rescue's Bar Rescue. And they're talking about unemployment compensation. Here's what he says. He's opposed to unemployment compensation, the extra $300 a week. Here's what he says, quote, "A hungry dog is an obedient dog." That's what he says about human beings. "A hungry dog is an obedient dog." This is on Fox. This is what he says. What he says is that this $300 extra a week, quote, incentivizes employees to laze about rather than find employment. To laze about. He wants them as hungry dogs because they're dogs and then they're obedient dogs. What kind of a network is that? What kind of network is that that has that kind of stuff on there? And then it turns out he got two COVID relief loans for $61,000 himself for his restaurant. $61,000. And he said he should have gotten more. There should have been none that went to employees, only to employers. And then Laura Ingraham goes, "I think all unemployment should be slashed. There should be no unemployment." Then she goes, "Well, except for the truly hungry. If they're really hungry, buy them food." You know, this kind of show, this kind of network, these kind of people are subhuman. I mean, who the hell says a hungry dog is an obedient dog and is talking about people who are out of work? Who does that? Well, I'll tell you who does it. The Republican Party does it. Laura Ingraham does it. And John Taffer does it. And who says that unemployment comp incentivizes people to laze about rather than find employment? Republican Party, Laura Ingraham, and John Taffer. And let me tell you something else. The leading Republican candidate to replace Gavin Newsom right now out in California, Elder, his platform is unemployment comp should be zero. Incentivize people. If they're truly hungry, they'll find a job. You know, this kind of savage kind of 1984 mentality has got to go. Republican Party's got to go. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.